USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is representing the United States at the Munich Security Conference in Germany on Saturday. Harris saying there will be consequences for Russia should they invade Ukraine.
If Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States, together with our allies and partners, will impose significant and unprecedented economic costs.
The vice president also set to meet with Ukraine's president today. Canadian law enforcement on Friday began using crowd control tactics to arrest and push Freedom Convoy peaceful protesters out of downtown Ottawa, where the demonstrators have been protesting the nation's draconian COVID-19 restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, we're here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. I have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip, and I've been using that too. And I'm so pleased. I want people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com. Or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20.
The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
The administration says cyber hackers are going after Ukraine.
Ann Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor, told reporters that U.S. intelligence has determined that Russian cyber actors have targeted the Ukrainian government. Specifically, Neuberger alleged the actors used DDoS attacks on Ukrainian Ministry of Defense and state-owned banks this week, but said if they tried to attack America, we're ready.
We're shoring up our defenses at home. While there are currently no specific or credible cyber threats to the homeland, the U.S. government has been preparing for potential geopolitical contingencies since before Thanksgiving.
For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Closing arguments are set to resume Monday in the federal hate crime charges of three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Prosecutors allege that the suspects, Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan, were driven by racial hate to kill Arbery 2 years ago. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
According to Johns Hopkins University, 96,603 new coronavirus cases were reported in the United States on Friday, and 3,223 people died from the virus. Those numbers continue to drop, and according to the World Health Organization, have dropped by 19% in the past week. As far as where things go from here, and if we can expect to have COVID tests around next year, Dr. Tom Inglesby is a senior White House advisor on COVID. He tells MSNBC,
I do think that COVID testing will be an important part of our program for the foreseeable future. So yes, I think next winter, COVID tests are going to continue to be important. We hope that the level of disease will be much lower than it was this winter, but we're going to be prepared for that. And testing is going to remain important if you have COVID symptoms, or if you've been exposed to someone with COVID, or if you're going to be around people who are very vulnerable.
Leah Thomas of the University of Pennsylvania, a biological male who identifies as a woman, broke a record in the 500-yard freestyle at the Ivy League's championship event earlier this week. Thomas finishing the race in 4 minutes, 37.2 seconds, a new record. Swimmer Catherine Burrico, an actual woman, finished in second place more than a full 7 seconds later. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.